If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews are a delicious way that you can support your heart health. Super Beats Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support that you need and the energy that you want. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at danasbeats.com. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's danasbeats.com to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase 2. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews, available at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com.
So say it with me. Si se puede.
What?
The future is on.
What?
You people, I gotta do a grown-up show today. In the world. Broadway. It was like listening to the priest from Spaceballs. Dear we beloved, we are gathered here today.
Si, se puede.
Oh my gosh, it's my Friday. I'm off Good Friday tomorrow. But we're gonna get you through still. But you guys knew this was gonna be the first thing. There are tens of people there, and she's putting that's Dr. Jill Biden to you dirty paws, Dr. Jill Biden, and she was so theatrical. Bless her heart. She's like, this is the money quote right here. Si se puede.
Can we hear it again, please, Jane?
Please, can we?
Si se puede. The future is ours.
I mean, nothing says hispandering like that. Oh, man. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm Dana Lash. Welcome to the show. Kane's back.
Yeah.
We allowed him to come back. He's back.
That. What, you signed this multi-year deal on him?
Yeah.
Now? What's...
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't have a clue.
You didn't know yet? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Is my name on there anywhere?
Sorry.
No.
You're just chattel. We're just. No. EWPs got together, man, and
EWPs.
Signed some. Oh, yeah. You didn't
you
know
miss,
that
you
either.
Some stuff,
we
bud.
Hate them. Yeah, you missed some things.
Wow.
We
feel like I'm out of the loop.
The dump button broke.
What?
And
oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, Steve almost had a stroke, but it's all good. It's all good. You missed some things.
It was very useful time off, so thank
Kane
you.
Kane was being a productive father, so he was taking some time off with his children, and we were basically being ruffians. That's what we were doing. We were taking, it was like our parents were gone, so we had a big, giant broadcasting kegger.
Messaging me things, and through Twitter and everything else.
Can I just say that he's like, it's Mejia, and I'm like...
You never responded to me, so I didn't even know what you I literally
oh my
get
gosh.
Texted all these things. I was just forwarding them to you.
It's not my fault. No, it's, I tell you though, I saw this and I'm like, oh man, the Jill Biden audio, the Dr. Jill Biden audio. No, we would play Despacito. Despacito. I don't even think I can sing it. We'd play it, but we'd get in trouble because the far left progressives, they get super butthurt because of all of our raging, amazing, enormous, swelling success on YouTube. and we're so successful it hurts them touches them in places they don't like, and so as a result they always try to flag like a copyright violation. So I'd play
so
it
Biden,
back, but it'd talk about the devil. What
Biden can play it but we can't.
Yeah,
that's not
EWP. Hi,
doesn't sound right at all.
I mean, you're part EWP.
I am half, I guess.
See, in case you guys missed it, that's evil white person, right? Can I, wait, sidebar, wait, let's just, between me and you, Kane. Mm-hmm. Is honky bad to say?
Well,
you weren't supposed to tell everybody.
Oh.
I was telling you. No one else could hear me.
You whispered it. I didn't hear. Just confirming that's what you said.
You say,
I think it's okay
say
to say honky.
Yeah?
I don't see why not.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just wondering. Richard Pryor said it the funnest way ever, though. It was the best. So it's Thursday, but it feels like a Friday. And we have a lot to cover because they have, I'm still never, ever, ever letting go of this audio soundbite ever. And I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes like all the stars align and like the, you know, like the light shines through all the stone monuments that the ancient people put up. I don't know who the hell these people are, but you know what I mean? Like everything just aligns in the universe and it just delivers unto you the most perfect audio soundbite that could possibly be delivered.
So say it with me.
Quadway. It's like Padre, but not.
I was about to say, I can't wait to watch the San Diego. I can't wait to watch the San Diego Quadways tonight.
Who's playing tonight? Yeah, the Quadways. Yeah, they're playing. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, but it is. It's total hispandering, and that's like, what did he did he play it on his phone, Biden, when he came out for a campaign event, or did someone give the phone to him and he played it?
Oh, I don't know if it was his phone or someone else's phone. But
do you honestly believe he can operate a smartphone that fast? Do you think that really he was standing on stage and then his wheel, the hamster started running on the wheel inside his head?
Could have been a jitterbug.
And it was a jitterbug. It looks like a jitterbug phone.
The giant buttons.
Those are basically giant. That's like, that's what the,
like, just press what's the what Despacito Thor's
name?
Button.
What's what Thor's name? What's his name? The guy.
Oh,
what
Chris,
Thor?
Is it?
No, his character. Oh my gosh. He's the guy with the scepter and the water. Merman, whatever the hell his name is.
Aquaman.
Thank you, Aquaman.
Merman.
Wet Thor, I don't know.
Wet Thor.
That's like a phone he would talk on, a giant clam.
Piso Mojado.
A long way from
Wet
that
Thor.
Oh, right? Oh, man. So that's how we're starting today. We are. All right, so got a lot of things. The infrastructure. Did you know people count as infrastructure now, apparently? So the new Biden infrastructure plan, which is AKA the BYOB, bin you over the barrel, Bill. You didn't know that. No, you thought it meant to bring adult nectar. No, it meant they're going to bin you over the barrel. The BYOB bill, the bin you over the barrel bill. And this is, it's like a tiny, not a tiny, but still a small percentage of it goes towards infrastructure. And then now they're trying to say, no, but the people are the infrastructure. Like the racisms and the stuff is all the infrastructure. And also Amtrak. Why always damn Amtrak? These people are obsessed with Amtrak. What in the world? Like, it wouldn't even be around if the government wasn't keeping it on life support. Every time there's a spending bill, some damn Democrat sitting at the long walnut table, I'm assuming, going, well, have we thought about including Amtrak? Every time. Well, have we thought about Amtrak, Bob? Well, I don't know, Jim. We should always include Amtrak. It's better than setting our money on fire. I mean, it's just like setting our money on fire. Yeah, it is. High fives. It's what, so there's a, they, ha, so Amtrak is included in this. Good night. They released a, they're all excited. They made up a new map, y'all. Amtrak is like, yeah, $2.5 trillion. Only $115 billion, which I know is insane when we talk about, sidebar, we talk about this money being a lot. And but I'm like, only $115 billion is going. I'm someone who will literally like go to purchase something and I take my hand back and I'm like, wait a minute. These baggies that hold sandwiches are 15 cents less than these baggies that hold sandwiches. I need to get these. That's me in my head. That's how I think. This is like, oh, it's only $115 billion that we're spending to modernize bridges and highways and roads and main streets. $25 billion, I told you this yesterday. These were the only firm details that we had yesterday. Now we know more. All we had was a fact sheet yesterday. $17 billion on the inland waterways, coastal ports, ports of entry, ferries, etc. And then Amtrak is so excited. They're so excited. They are at the taxpayer spigot. So they made up a new map. And they have new routes and added stuff to their schedule, and some of their routes are kind of long, and people were actually quite confused because, I mean, if you're trying to, I mean, you can go from Chicago to New Orleans because apparently now they want to put, they want Amtrak wants to go there. You could fly there for 2.5 hours or you could take a 19-hour train ride. I mean,
Could derail.
Oh my gosh, that's like the biggest, that I cannot think of anything else that just perfectly explains government. It's so amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the and they Amtrak announced, let me pull this up. They're so excited, you guys. They got their new man. They couldn't be more excited if they tried. They said that they have better, going to have better rail service and they're going to be at, oh, here's their new map. They have new services. They're so excited to take you to Chicago. Just get on the train for a long time. I mean, I just, golly. So, yeah, that's nobody. Yeah, I don't know. This is what I'm talking about right here. A plane ride. And I would imagine, too, that people would probably rather pay a little bit more for a flight if it means that they're not going to spend 19 hours on a plane as opposed to paying less and spending 19 hours on a train, right? I'm just saying. Just hear me out. Just hear me out. So they were real excited. They dropped their map. They're like, yes, money. We love other people's money. And so also, let me pull, because I got a lot of other stuff to get. We still got more things about our taxes to talk about. $2.5 trillion. And only, I mean, a fraction of this is going towards actual infrastructure. Where in the world, because all of the, when you add everything up that they want to do, it doesn't even come up to a trillion, not anywhere close. Where's the $2.5 trillion actually going? I am really confused. I don't even think half of a trillion is going to actual quote unquote infrastructure. So we're going to have a little heart to heart about where our dollars are going if we're going to be bent over the barrel. I mean, we need to know. We need to be told. Also coming up, we'll get into some of the media malpractice, CNN. What, everyone's talking about boycotting all these things in Georgia. Why not CNN? They're headquartered in Atlanta. That's where their headquarters are. Are we going to start boycotting CNN? Do you know you have to show an ID to get in CNN's headquarters? How do I know? Because I used to work there and I used to do election coverage at their headquarters in Atlanta. So I'm just very curious as to, so that means you can just, anybody can go into CNN and we don't have to have a badge. I still have my badge. I'm happy to bring it out here and show it to you guys. If you know, if you don't believe me, because I had to show it to just get access beyond the foyer of the building. Right. So are they going to suspend the showing of the IDs? And because Delta now is like, we don't like this bill. How dare you put more drop boxes for people to vote? What? Because Delta now is going to act like a fool. I'm assuming Delta is now suspending showing identification to get on all of their flights, right? I'm sure they are. I can't wait for this announcement because they're going to be consistent, right? I mean, that's, yeah. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews are a delicious way that you can support your heart health. Super Beats Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support that you need and the energy that you want. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at danasbeats.com. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's danasbeats.com to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase too. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews, available at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com.
Check out all 3 hours of The Dana Show live on official Dana Lash on Facebook, youtube.com/The Dana Show, or channel 244 on Pluto TV. And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick 5, brought to you by Caltech.
All right, so 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson's, their vaccines, were apparently ruined excuse me, allergies. I blame Kane. They were apparently ruined. 15 million doses. And this is that. This was that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This was like the last one that they had delivered. I think the Pfizer and AstraZeneca came up. They said, no, but Johnson & Johnson's like, don't worry, everybody calm down. You're totally not in danger, because I guess everyone started doing the opposite. And it was just a simple error. They said none of the lost doses impacts, which I really am sure. They say it doesn't impact anything. It doesn't impact the really delay, your vaccination or anything like that. They're saying it doesn't hurt the coronavirus vaccine infrastructure, etc. So, but they were going to deliver 20 million of these doses in March. And so now, because of this, I mean, the company said, well, yeah, we were on track. Massachusetts was expected to receive more than 100,000 doses, but they said that this is not going to impact current appointments. So they're saying rigorous quality control. This is an example, you know, all this stuff. They had an error. There's a mess up. There you go. I mean, at this point, I'm like, just get it out there, because I'm so tired of hearing about 6 feet of masks. Let's see. Ooh, I mean, China's all but just completely extinguishing any liberty that Hong Kong may have at all whatsoever. 7 Hong Kong democracy leaders were convicted as China continues the clampdown. 7 of them. This was all because of the protests, everything that was taking place in 2019, and it was a crackdown on dissent. This was after the Brits handed over administration of Hong Kong to China in the past several years. This has been building up for some time. But some of those individuals, I mean, Jimmy Lai is one of them. He's one of the individuals that's been convicted. They don't care. Like, the Communist Party of China does not care. I mean, they will go after. I mean, he owns Apple Daily, which is the tabloid over there. They went after Martin Lee, who founded the city's Democratic Party. He's like this octogenarian. And they went after a bunch of these other pro-democracy lawmakers. It was a district judge. They faced up to 5 years in prison. And they had 2 other former lawmakers charged in the same case. They pleaded guilty earlier. Just craziness. Remember the guy who, the Scottish guy who taught his girlfriend's pug to do the Nazi salute? He's running. He did it as a joke. He's running for parliament in Scotland. Yeah. Representative Andy Biggs is up next.
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people who are crossing the southern border are brutalized by the drug cartels? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, we discuss this and how Dr. Fauci continues to move the COVID goalposts with North Carolina Congressman and Dr. Greg Murphy. We'll also highlight the huge threat to your personal liberty through vaccine passports and how our children are now in the COVID police crosshairs. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want a deeper dive into The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana Lash's chapter and verse newsletter by visiting danalash.com and clicking on the subscribe tab. Don't worry, your info is safe with her.
Pool factors are attracting more migrants to the South Texas border, where Deputy Chief Raul Ortiz predicts overall a record-breaking year. You know,
based upon what we've already apprehended and looking at what's remaining in the fiscal year, that we will have approximately about 1 million apprehensions or encounters this year.
Golly, 1 million. Now, I noticed, too, and that was the Deputy Border Patrol Chief there. I noticed as well that this number continues to be revised, because at first they were like maybe 500,000, then it kind of went up, and then just like what earlier this week they were talking like, oh, it looks like it's going to be like upwards of over 800,000. Now we're looking at 1 million, and there have been some who have been very generous in their estimations, who are experts on border security, etc., and they were saying that you're looking at a couple million. Ultimately, that's what we're going to probably end up with when all said and done. And it's just growing more and more disastrous. There's a lot of stuff happening, and we're going to continue covering the stuff of the border. We're going to be getting into more. We're going to talk about the PRO Act as well, as it relates to the economy and your ability to earn a living. Joining us now is Congressman Andy Biggs, and he represents one of the most beautiful states in the union, Arizona. Love me some Arizona. He's in the 5th Congressional District out there, and he is also chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman Biggs joins us on the phone for this Thursday, the eve of Good Friday. Congressman, good to be with you. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Thank you, Dan. It's good to be with you.
Of course. Now you've talked quite a bit. In fact, you sent a letter, as I understand it, to DHS about the administration of border security and this. I mean, whatever we want to call it at the border. I mean, it's an absolute crisis. I think it's just a catastrophe. I don't even know if crisis covers it, and it continues to get worse. Who's in charge ultimately down there? Because it just seems like a free for all, Congressman.
Well, who's supposed to be in charge is the President of the United States, and then his executive police agencies. And the men and women of Border Patrol are doing a heroic job trying to deal with this. This crisis, it's beyond a crisis. It is, as you say, it's a catastrophe. It's a disaster created by Joe Biden. But if you want to know who's controlling the border, if anyone has control of the border, it's the Mexican drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking cartels. They're controlling everything that's crossing that border, everybody that's crossing the border, including commercial traffic. They control it right now. And, you could slow this down almost immediately with just a few simple things. But this Biden administration, I got to believe in it. They are actually okay with the open border.
Wow. You have to kind of assume that, just because if there was a number of policy decisions that one would take in order to demonstrate a belief in an open border system. I mean, he's pretty much said such during the primary debates for running for his party's nomination for president. You would take exactly every single step that he's done. You would reverse that the migrant protection protocol, that remain in Mexico policy. You would basically redo and reapply the Flores Amendment, DACA, so on and so forth. Because from what I've read, Congressman, every single person who's coming up and is just openly telling, either it's Telemundo or it's American media, they're saying, look, we came up here because the administration was advertising that it's, we're going to get health care, we're going to get education, we can just walk right in. And that's what they're doing. I was reading today, we're talking with Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona. I was reading today how now there are a number of individuals, illegal entrants, and even asylum seekers who are just being processed and released without even so much as a court date.
No, that's exactly right. And look, so he got rid of all the policies that gave us operational control of the border that were enacted by President Trump and his administration. So, and then he gave the rhetoric that brings people up. He said, I'd like to see people surge to the border. We're going to give you amnesty. Well, all these things, every time you use that rhetoric, it comes. The cartels began advertising again. All of that's been going on and building it up. And you're right. We've reached a point that in Rio Grande Valley, which is really the place that's getting slammed, Arizona's getting slammed, but it's even worse in Rio Grande Valley right now. They are giving, they're not even giving notices to appear anymore with a court date. They're basically taking a little information and they're releasing people into those communities there, putting them on Greyhound buses if they can or other bus lines, and they'll say, show up at your local ICE office within 60 days. Hey, guess what? Nobody's going to show up. And we already have, over 1 million people in this country who already have removal orders. And they've gone through the process. We don't even know where they are. They should have been removed. And the Biden administration not only wants to give them amnesty, they want to reach into places that we have removed people and bring them back and give them parole. All of his policies are designed to have an open border feel. That's why they can't bring themselves to call it a crisis, because they actually want this flood. They want to bring people in. That's part of their plan.
Right. No, exactly. We're speaking with House Freedom Caucus Chair Congressman Andy Biggs, and you've also objected to the infrastructure proposal you wrote yesterday to the president expressing opposition to the $2.5 trillion infrastructure proposal. I know that there are other, obviously, congressional Republicans who have objected to this plan as well. I, doing the math on this, only in D.C. do we present this as not being a lot of money. But when you're talking about $2.5 trillion and you have maybe a few hundred billion that are actually going for things that we would define as infrastructure items, things like bridges and roads, etc., it makes you wonder, where is the rest of this money going? Because it doesn't seem to be spelled out in any of the information so far that the White House has made publicly available.
Yeah, well, so here's where some of it's going. Is some of it's going to go into school lunch programs. They're trying to have racial equity in infrastructure. So they want to tear down actually two highways that they deem to be racist.
They're tearing down highways that they deem to be racist.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't Babylon B, and this isn't satire. This is real. And they're spending $400 billion on elder care and disabled care. When we think transportation infrastructure, we do think bridges, roads, freeways, that type of thing. They think transportation and infrastructure. And for them, infrastructure, they mean the infrastructure to move to a more robust social welfare state. And that's their version of infrastructure. And don't forget, Senator Markey just said last week that this bill really is, when it's said and done, is the Green New Deal being enacted. So that's what you've got going on here. Environmental activists are pleased. The racial equity activists are pleased. The only people that shouldn't be pleased is anybody who wants to have good roads to be on, and the American public is going to have to watch us go into very near, you know, the rough waters of potential bankruptcy looming.
Yeah, this is an awful proposal. I mean, I know, what is it? I don't know if it was New York Post or it was one of the New York publications that said it's going to basically ruin the economy for an entire generation. We're speaking with Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. And I don't see how anything in this plan so far wins the future, nor do I see how any of this actually helps make the United States, Congressman, a stronger player in terms of competing with China. I just look at the steps that we're taking here in the United States economically, and I just see us destroying what was a strong economy, which gave us leverage, it gave us an advantage, and is now going to actually make it harder for us to be able to handle China. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we end up depending upon China so much in the first place, for them to buy our debt. It's like we're just bending the knee even deeper with us.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, think of it, this bill will also raise business taxes and the regulatory constraints on businesses of all kinds. And by the way, that does two things. It disincentivizes any overseas business from coming back to the U.S., and they were coming back under Trump's plan and packages of tax and regulatory reform. They were coming back. That's why our economy was so solid. And the other thing it does, it provides an incentive to leave. So we're going to lose jobs, and we're going to lose market share, and we're going to basically burden this country down, and we'll be gasping. Our economy will be gasping, and all of that at the same time that we have inflationary pressures already starting, and you can see that at the gas pump, which is up, 55 cents a gallon at the pump since Joe Biden became president.
Good heavens. Or you mean Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, apparently, because it's the Biden-Harris administration. I get confused. I know, it's all right, Congressman. We all get confused. It's okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, I would imagine, I mean, I don't see there. I mean, the thing is I think this is going to pass the Senate, this infrastructure, disastrous infrastructure bill, because it's, I mean, when you tell people that you're spending for infrastructure and you don't actually give everyone the details, and from everything I've seen with the polling, that's kind of how the surveys are going, and one of the reasons why it seems popular with people. I mean, I think if they maybe told them the full story and how much debt they're going to be yoked with, that they'd probably change their survey answer. But the way that it is, I this looks like it's going to become a done deal. Your thoughts, Congressman? Last word.
Well, I have talked to some Democrats in both chambers who aren't really pleased with this state, and so I'm hoping that they don't get bought off or squeezed, and that they can help bring some rationality to this. But we are fighting an uphill battle here. In my opinion, it's up to every Republican to use every procedural tool to slow this thing down as much as possible. Let the American people get caught up to speed on it, find out what's in there, and start raising their voices. So maybe we can actually stop this thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Congressman Andy Biggs, we appreciate your fight for liberty, and it was good to see you at CPAC as well. We appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana.
Of course. We have more to come, folks. We're also going to get into the ongoing attacks now on Georgia. I just noticed that Mark Ruffalo, he's the guy who played the Hulk, and he said, I just signed an open letter to James Quincy, chairman and CEO of Coca-Cola. No votes, no cokes. They must take a stand for democracy. And my friend Derek Hunter made a really good point. He goes, you should also get your fellow Marvel Studios cast members to force the studio to return all those amazing tax credits that you all got for filming your movies there. I mean, the injustice must not stand or something like that. So we're going to get into all of that and more, plus the PRO Act and that Hunter Biden book. We got to talk because it's out this month now because it's April 1st. And I'm just counting down the days till I can play. It's going to be May. So that's all.
Listen to The Dana Show on your Alexa by opening the app settings and linking your podcast service to your Alexa. And then say, Alexa, play The Dana Show podcast.
Whew. I was reading this tweet from, well, I'm going to get into the Delta stuff, from Greg Kelly. I don't know him. He's on Newsmax. I've never met him before. But he said, smoking weed, a.k.a. grass, is not a good idea. I've tried it back in the day, and it was worse than anything that happened to Hunter Biden. I quote-unquote toked up with some buddies in Kentucky and woke up 4 days later in Nairobi, Kenya, with no idea what happened. Caps lock, don't do drugs. Now, I can't, as someone who does not know really anything about drugs, I mean, I don't even know how meth is made, except it's like with under-the-sink stuff. I don't even know. I'm pretty sure that that does not sound like the marijuana.
No.
Just saying. No. It's just kind of interesting. Put that out there. Delta Airlines, they're so mad over a bill that they just like almost they supported to like a second ago. They supported all. Tom Cotton found this. I wanted to share with you a statement that was from CEO Ed Bastian. And he... It's interesting because the own state, they were praising the same law that they're now lying about. They said that Delta believes in full and equal access to voting is a fundamental right, blah, blah, blah. And the legislation signed this week improved considerably during the process. It expands weekend voting, codifies Sunday voting, protects the voter's ability to cast an absentee ballot without providing a reason. Drop boxes have been authorized for all counties statewide, et cetera, et cetera. So they are like celebrating this. And then after the woke scolds got mad at them, now they're with nothing has changed. Nothing changed from this to now. Except that it was signed, and they decided to jump all over it. Now they hate it because people were railing against them on the Twitters. They were mad and railing against them. I'm not going to tell you what I have this down at the show sheet as, but they now they're blasting it. So I'm just wondering, is Delta going to suspend? They say they went from celebrating that bill to now saying it's just those restrictions are unacceptable. Also, you have to have required travel documents to travel within the United States. So they say it's racist to have an ID to vote, but it's not racist to have an ID to get on their planes? Sounds like something a racist would say. Delta. Just curious. I'm waiting for people to start boycotting CNN, who's headquartered in Atlanta.
Right.
They have a giant food court in there. I used to have to do election coverage, and it is the largest building ever. It's a huge building. And, I mean, it has its own hotel, and, like, you know, it's like a hotel in it. It's just weird. It's like a whole convention center. But I'm waiting for people to boycott CNN because they're headquartered there. Now, they're going after Coke, and who was it? The guy who plays the Hulk had said, I just signed an open letter, you know, to the CEO of Coca-Cola. No votes, no cokes. And maybe Mark Ruffalo should now push for the movie series that he's in to get return all the tax credits they got from Georgia. You don't want any of that, them evil racist tax credits, do you, Mark Ruffalo? Just asking. Asking for a friend. That's all. We have a lot more on the way. Si se puede. We have a lot more on the way. Biden and Harris are going to get us all killed. Also, what else do I have? Oh, Biden says that he supports moving Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game, out of Atlanta because of the election law that you know he doesn't understand. And Hunter Biden's new book is out this month. Are you so excited to read about the memoirs of an addict who paints with his mouth? No. Stick with us.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
So our friend Jorge Bonilla says that that's Dr. Jill Biden to you, the poors. Dr. Jill Biden. That she plagiarized part of the Warriors. I know. That's actually a great point. Si se puede. Quadwe, Hispandering, yay! Oh man, you guys know I'm never gonna let that go. It's too good, too good. All right, so we got a lot to discuss, y'all. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com, at DLash on Twitter. And hey, go and sign up for the newsletter, Chapter and Verse, best newsletter out there. Because you get my prep, and then we also have fun deep diving on a lot of different stuff. It's $6 a month. I mean, for the love, and it helps prevent cancellation, and you're funding a writer that's as we relaunch the website. So lots of good stuff up there. All right, so where to start? Because I got a number of things that I first off, the we were discussing the bend you over the barrel bill. The BYOB bill from the tax thing that we're all going to pay out the wazoo and tax. I don't even know what a wazoo is, but we're all going to pay out of it. And with a lot of dollars, we're going to fund things that have nothing to do with bridges and roads. That's only a small part of it. The rest is about the racisms and paying just things. Do we even know? It's $2.5 trillion. That's kind of a lot of money. It's more money than we could count, like actually physically count in our lifetimes. I would like to know that. But no, right now the president is focusing on something very important that is not that. In fact, he's talking about how we need to move the major league, the All-Star Game, Audio Soundbite 19. We need to take it out of the Georgia because of Jim Eagle or something.
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Some of the ball players do.
What party's political agenda was Jim Crow? Like, whose party brought Jim Crow to us?
Let's see. Jim Crow is it Democrats? They had Jim Crow. Remember how he also said Jim Eagle? Because eagles are bigger than crows, man. I'm glad that he at least revised it. Because when he said Jim Eagle, I thought of that damn Muppet that was the little blue eagle Muppet. His head was shaped like a can of beans, and he was the Muppet, the blue eagle thing. I forget what his name was, but it's just good heavens. So he said he was talking to ESPN, and Biden is mad about all of the accessibility that the new voting law provides. Because it does. They have drop boxes everywhere. They extended all the... I mean, everything that they say that it doesn't do, it actually does. Yes, yeah, Sam Eagle. That's the name. Is Jim Eagle Sam Eagle's brother?
Cousin,
maybe. Dun, dun, dun. Si se puede. It's never going to stop. Ever.
Si se puede.
Si. No, puede. This is the Hispandering way to say it. Go and tell all of your quadways. Wait a minute. Just play some Despacito. That'll cover it up. Good night. Oh, man. You can't make this. You can't make. And then they got mad because Trump ate a damn taco salad. Yep. Oh, my gosh. He was like enjoying this delicious taco salad. and Cinco de Mayo, and everyone's like, racist! So he had a taco salad from his own restaurant that offered taco salads all the time. Sidebar, who doesn't enjoy a good taco salad, right? I mean, hello. I saw the story about some burritos that were blasphemed against because someone stuffed fentanyl in them. And I'm like, to be real, I'd take the fentanyl out and still eat the burrito. I'm like, let's be honest. All right, let's get back. Let's get this show back on the road, right? Let's get back on the pavement. So the president was saying that, yes, it's Jim Crow on steroids somehow. If it was Jim Crow on steroids, then all of the Democrats would be out there blocking all of the things that the Republicans are trying to do by way of expanding voting access. How are you going to look at this? How are you going to look at this bill that literally says it's putting in more ballot boxes, more drop boxes, more this and that, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, and say that it's doing the opposite of this? Did Joe not read it? Did he not read it?
Probably not.
I mean, he takes the Amtrak a lot. If they expand their routes and he takes that train trip to Chicago, he can spend the 11 hours on there reading the bill, maybe. But it's not actually doing any of those things. But what is he's getting involved in this, which I think is weird. Now, also weird, Hunter Biden's new book is out. Have you guys heard about this? You're not supposed to talk about Hunter Biden being an addict because it means you're mean and hateful. But only he can talk about being an addict. His book is called Beautiful Things, How I Went From Being an Addict to Being an Addict. He's a privileged addict who was enabled by his family, but it's all Trump's fault. Now, it's weird because the way I've never seen a dude who has had more things handed to him on a silver platter than Hunter Biden. And he acts like he is unique and that he's the only person that's ever been touched by tragedy. And it's used as a deflection shield against any legitimate criticism against anything that he does. You can't talk about Joe Biden's child. He's 50 something years old with kids as old as you. Shut up. His child. That's enabling language. Right. At some point, you have to be responsible for your own decisions. You have to be responsible for your own actions. I mean, like I said, grace can coexist with punishment, with responsibility, with expectations. But the whole thing is that there are some people who, I don't know anybody who hasn't been touched by tragedy, but there are people who continue hurting themselves and making dumb choices, and they run out of this extended credit of grace on the decisions they make over and over again, and they justify the recklessness and the irresponsibility by saying, well, it's, you know, everything that I went through as a child that altered my perception. At some point, you know, you do have the wherewithal and the ability to see that the choices that you're making is wrong. And he made some pretty stupid decisions, not even being on crack. Right. He was living above his means while not on crack. OK, he was making dumb decisions while not on crack. He was merching out his dad's positions while not on crack. Or booze. And the infidelity, his sister-in-law girlfriend. So he's got this book out. And I see. So Joe Biden has, I think, for the most part, largely dealt with this by never just not talking about it, pretending that it doesn't exist. Right. Because it gives him some kind of, or the appearance of, plausible deniability because he seems clueless. And then it adds the benefit of making anybody, any critic or any member of the press, look hyper judgmental if they dare ask too many questions about his 50 something year old child. But, you know, the press went full bore on all the Trump kids. Hell, they even went after Barron Trump, who is a kid and was not making public statements and was not holding campaign events, or he never sat on a board. He never electioneered. He never did any of that stuff. All he ever did was be his father's kid and attend school. But yet any focus on Hunter Biden is considered mean. But Barron Trump was apparently, it was open season. But his addiction is weaponized as a defense against any legitimate questioning of him merging out his dad's Senate seat, vice presidency, potential presidential run. Yeah, you're exempt in our current society from the responsibility of your own actions only if you have the right political ideology and the right last name, right? It's that Biden privilege. I mean, I was looking at this, the story where just the story about him having this revolver, and I do believe that he lied on the damn form because the form says, are you an addict? It doesn't say, did you just snort crack? Do you snort crack? Do you smoke it? What the hell do you do with it?
I think both.
Do you snort crack?
I guess.
I thought there were like spoons involved or something.
I think you smoke it. I
apparently need to know more about drug making, not to make the drugs, but to talk about it. Don't they melt it or something like that? I don't know. But something like that. Anyway, my point
Never
is that.
Mind.
Yeah, Steve?
I'll say no, you shoot. You could do crack cocaine, you smoke crack. That was the problem in the 80s.
Okay, can we sidebar for a second? What is the difference between crack and crack cocaine? Isn't it the same thing? Isn't crack just cheap cocaine or no?
No, crack is crack cocaine.
I always thought that crack was like the great value version of cocaine. I don't know. Was it?
It is a modified version of cocaine from what I understand.
Oh, it's a modified version.
Yeah.
Like drugs add, on the Dana Show.
They add stuff to it and it becomes crack.
Like what? Crack cocaine. Talcum powder? Like what do they add?
I don't know. Maybe it's something like that.
I don't even know. Oh my gosh. So the sister-in-law girlfriend took his revolver that he more than likely lied about because it asks, are you an addict? It doesn't ask, did you just eat a whole bag of crack or a whole crack rock right now? It asks if you're an addict. And obviously there's a lot of definitions there as to how addicts behave, et cetera, or a lot of descriptions. So she takes his revolver and then she does the bougiest damn thing in the world. She wraps it in a black bag and disposes of it in the trash can outside of Janssen's. Janssen's, the gourmet and everyday market since 1952. Did you know right now that they're telling you about Chiz from around the world? At Janssen's. That's where she threw. I'm not making fun of Janssen's, but it is so ridiculously. I mean, that's such a blue blood thing. Oh, nose. Here is a gun. Where can I dispose of it? I need to go pick up some gourmet cheeses. Maybe I can dispose of it outside of the Janssen's. No one will look for a gun in there. Oh, my gosh. So that's where they deposited it. And then somebody doing recyclables goes and finds it. And nothing from the where's the gun sense crowd? Where's hashtag gun sense? Boxed wine demands. Where's it at? Oh, who knows? So nothing from these people. And they're just going to hide. They're just going to hide it out. But his book's coming out. But this does mean that it opens him up and Biden up to questions all about this. So while I know that they thought, well, let's seize on this opportunity and let's define it. And I'm sure an editor told him, you better include some Trump stuff in here or nobody's going to care about your book. No one's going to care about this stupid book. You better smack talk Trump in it or nobody's going to care. So Hunter Biden included some smack talking of Trump in there and basically blame Trump for everything that his family's dealing with. I'm not even exaggerating. I was reading like all these excerpts, New York Times, New Yorker, etc. And I read that for you. Mm-hmm. I did that. You remember that. That's essentially like I don't know, popping a zit on somebody. I read this book for you. Same level of ugh. So, but I think they messed up because he's going to open himself up to get all kinds of questions. How to dispose of a gun the whitest way possible. Wrap it in a black bag and deposit it in the outside trash can of Janssen's. By the way, check out their chazos. All right, we have a lot more on the way, including the latest with the Derek Chauvin trial. We'll talk a little bit about where I have some ideas as I think to how this is going to end. Patriot Mobile is a longtime supporter of my show, helping to bring you free conservative radio. This year, Patriot Mobile is bringing even more to my loyal listeners with expanded wireless coverage. If you've contacted Patriot Mobile before and they didn't have the coverage you wanted, I urge you to call now. Their expanded coverage also comes with even lower pricing options. As America's only Christian conservative wireless service provider, you get the broadest coverage of any provider on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks with a company you can trust. Patriot Mobile gives back a portion of every dollar earned to support organizations in which you believe. Call now and receive Patriot Mobile's premier activation at no additional charge. Call the U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for premier activation and a free gift. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, or call 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, their plans, your freedom.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook. And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
A Wisconsin restaurant offers $1,000 in a reward to get its giant rooster back. Says the New York Post, the owner of a Wisconsin restaurant really wants its rooster back. Last week, someone stole a giant rooster statue from outside the Aseo Family Restaurant in Wisconsin. After several days with no leads, the restaurant's owner decided to offer a reward for its return, $1,000 and a free meal. They told Fox News that they found out that the rooster was stolen, a giant rooster, when one of its regular customers had asked if they had gotten rid of the statue. And the owner said, so I went next door, and sure enough, it was gone. I mean, hell, it's 12 feet tall and 4 feet wide, and it was bolted to the ground with steel beams. But they said if it ends up being a prank, they don't plan on pressing charges, like if it's goofy college kids or something. But it's a popular spot for photos because people love getting pictures of that big old giant rooster. Mm-hmm. If you want to grab a pint in England, you got to skin your face apparently before entering because, well, they're thinking about it anyway. The UK is now considering digital face scanning to enter the pubs. The UK government is funding companies that are producing technology that will utilize digital face scans to check people's vaccination statuses and allow them or block them from entering pubs, stadiums, and other venues. Sounds like a bad time. We have a lot more on the way. These people, they're hurting Dungeons and Dragons.
Dana Lash, your social media debate teacher. Do your homework by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
Surge?
We're a nation that says, no.
Biden's just said surge. Wait a minute. Do you all remember what AOC said about surge yesterday? You can't use that white supremacist language. Let's go and, hey, bartender, let's hear it.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents.
Oh, for the love. Yeah, she said that. That's what you missed, Kane. Welcome back. Welcome back, Cotter. It's what you missed. Si se puede. Welcome back for all of you to the Dana Show. DanaLash.com. Yes, that's, I guess she missed Joe Biden using that militaristic framing and white supremacist term. So you know what? I went and I was looking. And I just... She said you can't use surge because it's synonymous with insurgent, because the word surge comes from insurgent. That's literally what she's saying. Now, I just wanted to point out all of these awfully racist, militaristic headlines. For instance, these are all just from the past three days alone. Newsweek had a headline. It said, France bans domestic travel, shuts schools as COVID surge. Strains hospital. Oh, noes. What about this from NBC News? The headline, donations for Asian groups surge in the wake of violence. But wait, there's more from the Boston Globe. Please grab a table. It says U.S. hiring surge. expected for March. Oh, wait a minute. In this from the Wall Street Journal. This one was really tough to take. After NFT surge, traders worry reopening will stifle rally. There's more. This is near Rachel's neck of the woods. This is about Orlando Magic. Undaunted Magic surge. Late to stun host Clippers. Yes. And OMG, actual surge. Citrus soda. The great taste, same great taste from the 1990s is back. Now in a larger 16-ounce can. The racist militaristic soda is a Boulder citrus. What? And then I discovered, in what I can only describe as a product of terror, it was at Lowe's, 322 different surge protectors. They protect you from the surge. It's amazing what you don't learn when you're slinging drinks sometimes. No, I'm just saying it. I don't know if she knows all of these things, but it's pretty, you know, it's not actually what a surge is, but okay. Well, no.
It's not actually what an insurgent is.
No, it's not what an insurgent is either. And we were defining that. And apparently that doesn't matter. See, this is why we can't have nice things. So let's just, you know, just take it down a notch here. Over the spring break, I've been, don't get excited yet because I haven't determined whether or not I'm actually going to do this or not. I've been reading about it and there's a lot to read about it. And I like very involved things with like backstory and all of that, right? So we went to this, it's called the Warhammer Citadel. Do you know about this, Kame? It's the largest apparent Warhammer store in like ever the world. Yeah. And it's like here in our town. You didn't know that, did you? It's called the Citadel. And you go in and everything that you could ever want related to Warhammer is there. And then they have a cafe in the back where you can actually play. And I'm not saying don't get excited yet. Our family just got a starter kit. Don't get excited. I'm like, what's the easiest damn thing to paint? Because like the painting technique, I don't think that you people have seen me do art, but all of my stuff would look ridiculous. It would might as well just paint it with my feet because I'm going to get the same effect. I mean, it gets like really, people are very like particular. Anyway, it was the Space Marines, in case you're wondering. Yes, 40K. Warhammer 40K. So I was very happy to hear that they don't play around with Volkskulls, the Warhammer people. Do you know it's been around for 40 years, by the way? Mm-hmm. They don't, and they were so super friendly that I almost wanted to go and learn how to play right then and there because they were so nice in that store. We're just looking at this. No, don't get excited yet. Like, I'm not playing it yet. I'm reading about it. And I do like how there's a lot. I like a lot of backstory and I like a lot of characters. Like, ask me a question about Star Trek or Star Wars. Ask me something about Lord of the Ring. I can literally speak Elvish. So just, and I also know I'm not fluent in Klingon, but I know enough. I'm not even joking. I don't even know how this happened. So long story short, they don't bend a knee to the Volkskulls. And I saw this from, it was a gamer yesterday, and this is like a real thing. And here's how it goes. They tweeted, Dungeons and Dragons no longer labels their fantasy miniatures as male or female. Instead, they now list the character's preferred pronouns. We live in a nightmare from which there is no escape. And it even says it on here. Now, I've not played Dungeons and Dragons. So I don't know I don't know about Dungeons and Dragons. I did have a cousin who made himself a trophy and a belt buckle because he was a dungeon master, apparently. And that was a thing that you can do. And it says, Nolzer's marvelous miniatures. Nolzer's dragonborn fighter with spear. He, him, they, them. Oh, and then there's more. Nolzers, Dragonborn, Paladin, she, her, they, them. And I'm like, okay, why? Why is this happening? Why are people doing this? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I was like, you got to be kidding. And some of the people that responded, there were some people who were like, you know, like, why are you like being so mean? Like, they're, you know, they're being inclusive and all this stuff. And someone had tweeted, so what? If labeling them that way is more inclusive, then great. It shouldn't make anyone feel worse, but it might make someone feel better. You are, first off, like, you don't even use the proper word you're. It's like, not you are pseudo outrage, you moron. You're trying to use a possessive. You're, just no apostrophe R-E, just a simple R is needed. Pseudo outrage over culture war isn't impressing anyone. Get over yourself and either buy it or don't. And I said, you're literally having a tantrum over the pronouns of miniature plastic figures that have mounds where bits would be. Calm the F down, Karen. I didn't say it. I actually just said the letter F. That's all I did. No, I actually did tweet that. I'm a good person. It's Easter week. Come on. So I'm just, you know, just saying. And that is true, though, because it is there. Why does it just play the damn game? Who sits here and goes, I don't know if I can play with this miniature figure unless I know what pronouns they have on the packaging. Who does this? They don't look, if you lift up their little, their paladin skirt, guess what? It's just a mound. I promise you, there ain't going to be no bits there, right? Just like Kendall, just a mound. It's just a mound. Barbie is just a mound. In fact, she has three. So
it's true.
We need to just, let's be, because they're plastic figures. I mean, do we have actually any real, you know, paladins out there? No. No, are there actual real orcs? Is it going to matter to you if the orc is like he, him, they, them, or she, her, they, them? Do you want to know what my preferred, you want to know what I would have in the pronoun thing? STFU. That would be my pronoun listing. Yeah, if I had it in there. Can I also add this? Because my friend made this observation. Didn't the kids who played Dungeons and Dragons have a hard enough time getting laid in, like, you know, as young people, like, in finding girlfriends and wives and all this other stuff? Don't get mad at me. You know I'm being accurate. So it's like, why are you going to make it harder for them? Leave them alone. Stop it. Gosh. All these damn people. You guys have to have a fit over everything. Stop it. It's a plastic figure. It's an orc. No one cares. I don't know if I can play with this orc. What are its pronouns? Are you kidding me? I don't know if I can play with this deerborn fighter or dragonborn fighter. I just don't know if I can do that. I need to know what are the preferred pronouns. And does it drink cow's milk? Or does it prefer like an oat or cashew variety? I mean, like, how far are we going to go with this, you know? How far? Jiminy Christmas. It's so insane to me. And who is the company that is like, you know what? That sounds like a great branding move to make. I mean, in case you can't tell, this dragonborn fighter that has huge pecs is actually a dude and prefers these. Who cares? Do you actually call them by the pronouns when you play the game? Like, can you move her or can't? No, you don't. I wouldn't, especially if you had like a really awesome kicking name. Jiminy. So apparently the Warhammer people just DGAF. And that makes me all the more secure in my consumer choice, right? I have confidence in my purchase. Because clearly, I don't think anyone's going to have problems with some of the, like the seraphim. I'm just saying. I don't think anybody's going to sit here and be like, I don't know, I need some preferred pronouns with those seraphim. I don't know. They've got devil eyes and they're broads. What do you want? I mean, they're going to cut you. And I would be more concerned about that. Just saying. Good heavens. And some of these, I just, you know, I don't know. What about Drezhar, the master of blades? I'm going to really need some pronoun check here. Really? It literally has like horns. Doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Did you ever play Dungeons and Dragons, Kane?
No, I never did. I know that my my older kids did. I still don't know anything about it. I know that there's a 20-sided die. Mm-hmm. That's literally all I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to need, I'm going to need Commander Farsight's preferred pronouns. Well, it looks like a robot, so... don't think it's gonna, you know, go out on a ledge here. It's just stop it. Stop making everything ridiculous. Just play the damn game or don't play the damn game. That's it. That's all. That's all you gotta do. Just quit. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you what. This is the thing. If it's true that the Warhammer people are not bending a knee to any of that stuff, I'll play. I'm not going to get any more into it, though, unless I find proof. Because I'll be damned if I, you know, if I'm going to play this and it turns out I'm doing this and then it's all like, well, your preferred pronoun. And no, because it's not like this stuff is cheap either, by the way. And then you got to paint these damn things. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be all going, painting my minifig, you know, and my space marine and trying to get the great shade of cobalt to match like what they have on the box. I'm not going to be getting into all this stuff if they're going to be like, what are your preferred pronouns for your space marine? Or if I have to worry if I should ever go to the cafe to play anything, I don't want to have to worry about somebody like, what are your preferred pronouns for your space marine? I just don't want to deal with it. So if I find out that they're not, that there ain't been any need to it, I'm in.
Is this an April Fool's joke at all?
I swear to you it's not.
You sure?
I was told, and I'm pretty much threatened every year. Dana, you know April 1st is coming up. Don't do an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Because I did once.
Yeah. That really ruined it.
It was like
everybody.
My first year on air.
Yeah.
And I ruined it forever. Anyway... So no, I'm not allowed. And everybody from like the people who own radio stations to everybody always threaten me. They're like, don't do it. Don't even think about it. And we're telling you this 3 months in advance. Don't even think about it. Anyway, so someone said that they weren't, the Warhammer people weren't actually getting involved in the, your dorks gotta have a place to go, everybody. Think of the dorks. Okay. Gotta have a place to go. Leave them alone. Jeez. Everybody's got to suck out loud.
It's the Dana Show.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Yes, I am hearing from everybody and their brother on this stuff. You are welcome. All right. So, okay, let me do this one because this is, I don't even know which one I want to do because I have a million. I really want to talk about the guy who went joyriding on a train real bad and how he messed up that train. A Florida trooper helped a father deliver a baby girl on the side of the road. ABC 7, that's a good Florida man story. Yay. Turned out they were on their way to the hospital. They got pulled over because they were going fast, and they were going fast because that baby was about to be born. She didn't make it to the hospital in time. Florida Highway Patrol, Mike Allen helped deliver that baby girl. Thank you. Thank you, Officer Mike Allen. Okay, now I'm going to get to that. I got to get this. Florida man took a locomotive for a joyride and caused damage to two $30,000 switches.
Oh, nice.
Yes. This is my CBS4. This happened. This is crazy. It was in Florida. They're investigating the cause of a break-in and joyride, and it was discovered Monday by Florida Central Railroad. $30,000 in damages, two switches. And they still don't know who did it. They're asking for help to find out who the culprit was. Stay with us.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. this legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
Hmm. So I really enjoy hearing British people tell me what I can do and cannot do as it relates to voting. That is James Quincey. He is the CEO of Coca-Cola.
Sounded South African a little.
Well, it says that he was born in London in 1965.
Oh.
And then later he studied biochem at Dartmouth. And then, his father did, sorry. And then he was in Birmingham. And then he was at King Edward's School there. And then he joined the Coca-Cola in 1996. And he lived in Latin America. And then he worked for Coke in Mexico. And then he was in the Northwest Europe and Nordics business unit and blah, 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 blah. Oh, in 2015, he became the coup. And then he blah, 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 blah. He was CEO in May of 2017. And so there he is. And now, oh, he lives in Atlanta now. But I'm just trying to figure out what in the world is... They were all celebrating it. Yeah, he does sound South African in a way, or New Zealandish somewhat. I don't know. Welcome back to the show, though. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. We've just been, you know, having some fun, talking some smack on the show. That's all. Making fun of people, doing nothing wrong, all good things. And talking about some D&D, and then, you know, how Warhammer doesn't bend the knee, which unintentionally rhymed. So... Ooh, we also discussed the big tax thing and everything else. Why in the world is anybody talking about boycotting any businesses, especially over a perfectly acceptable and actually even better election law that does the absolute opposite of everything that they say? Why are we talking about boycotting businesses in the legit like middle of a pandemic when people are just trying to reopen and get jobs? Just I'm curious. Curious about how that logic works, or lack thereof, rather, because it doesn't seem to. So one of the other things that I want to get into, speaking of, we're talking a little bit about the, not a little bit, but a lot about, with the the bend you over the barrel bill. You remember how California passed this legislation where it was like they were totally going after gig workers? Right. Like the Uber drivers and, you know, people who are freelancers. Well, Democrats looked at that and they thought, wow, that's an amazing thing. Let's extend that across the nation. They actually thought this. So that's what they're doing. That's what the PRO Act is. The PRO Act, it's called the it's not at all what it really is named after. It's called the Protecting the Right to Organize. Now, it absolutely, it's H.R. 842, and it replicates the California stuff at the national level. And freelancers, and this was something that Forbes wrote about, they said that they contributed, and this CNBC cited this back in October of 2019, about $1 trillion or almost 5% of the U.S. GDP in 2019 alone. But This bill is going to absolutely destroy people because you're going to have freelancers who are able to build out different revenue streams with their abilities in their business, and they're going to be barred from doing this. I mean, that's essentially it. It says it expands various labor protections related to employees' rights to organize and collectively bargain in the workplace. But it uses that California litmus to classify employees or independent contractors. Now, this is what the bill says, quote, an individual performing any service shall be considered an employee and not an independent contractor unless A, the individual is free from control and direction in connection with the performance of the service, both under the contract and for the performance of service. And in fact, B, the service is performed outside the usual course of the business of the employer, or C, the individual is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, profession, or business of the same nature as that involved in the service performed. And then this is bad. When you look at, there was, let me pull this up. This is a story from The Hill. Here's an example. Let's just put it in these terms. It's a story of small businesses that use 1099 contractors. And The Hill says the end has started with this. What? Yeah. They say that small business owners who are hiring freelancers for like various, you know, projects, etc., like that, you know, whatever you pay your freelancers between, you know, 50 to whatever an hour, I don't know. They work a couple hours a week. They're in complete control with how they work. But when the PRO Act passes, if it passes, what happens is they have to go back and they have to restructure overhead and adjust the way that they bill clients. And the 1099 people who like to be in charge of their own businesses and their own time and their own entrepreneurial efforts and all of that, it's going to be the end because they have to have a boss, basically. That's what this is. And so people who use these contractors, because you don't classify contractors as employees, you save on employer taxes and benefits. So what would happen, for instance, is the writer that my subscriptions from Substack for the newsletter are going to pay, if that act passes, they would have to be considered one of my employees as opposed to a contractor. And I can't swing that because I mean, the newsletter makes good money, but I'm not going to be able to make enough money to be able to do all of this stuff that they're demanding that you do within the Pro Act. So I wouldn't be able to hire somebody as a contractor like that. Just to even put it in more personal terms. They act like people are stupid and they don't understand what a contract arrangement is. Right. Some people don't want to have that overhead. They want to be independent. They want to be able to set their own hours and be independent. They have other clients. They want to be able to turn down other projects. They want to be able to take on as many clients or as little clients as they want to. They bill people for their time. They ask for their worth. They run their own businesses. They enjoy being their own bosses. They do their Schedule C's on their personal tax returns, and they have their own returns for their own incorporated businesses. And that's what it does. It redefines employees. It redefines what an employee is and basically gets rid of an independent contractor. I mean, if, for instance, I bring on someone as a contractor for my website to write, I don't want to supervise what they do. I mean, I'm just trusting that they're professional people. They are right. They're going to, you know, do what they're going to do. And they also have other things other places that they write for. But see, that's the thing. What they're trying to say is that the services that these people are providing, they're not outside the usual course of business and all of this stuff. And so you have to classify these 1099 workers as employees. That's what the PRO Act is demanding that you do. I mean, this is what passed in California and New Jersey and New York. Now you have Illinois. The Hill notes that Massachusetts and Washington are also considering their own laws of this nature. And they act like it's for the benefit of these employees when actually it kills them. It kills them financially. I mean, I understand the arguments for the people who support it, but I don't agree with them at all. Because not everybody wants to be part of a collective. They don't. And they should have that right. You're taking that right away from them. Absolutely. It's not about choice anymore. But the 1099, that will end. That will end. And that's, you know, the thing. There was a really good piece in Forbes that looked at, for instance, like ride sharing and how this affects those freelancers, right? It says, for instance, rideshare drivers don't represent all freelancers. They shouldn't even be in the same policy bucket as full-time freelancers. There was an Upwork 2019 Freelancing in America report. It said 45% of these types of workers are in skilled services like computer programming, marketing, IT. 60% started freelancing by choice. 51% say no amount of money ever could convince them to take a full-time job. Listen to this. 40% of millennials and 53% of Gen Z are freelancing. It's the future. They want to stop it because they can't control it and can't make money off of it. Freelancers, they say, they're not just individuals, they're employers. And they were talking about what is in 2017, 1.2 million freelancers. This is SlideShare and Forbes. hired one or more employees. It spurred interest in freelancing, etc. I mean, this is a global thing. That's the thing. And if we don't, Forbes makes a great argument. If we don't empower freelancers, other countries, they write, will, and clients will hire other freelancers. Now, there are people who say that it does not look like the PRO Act will pass in the Senate. I don't know. I wish I could have that level of confidence, but I just simply do not. But all I know is that this is, if you saw everything and how awful everything was in California, for instance, it hurt catering. It hurt makeup artists. Think about all of the different people that you come into contact with that are freelancers. I'm actually considered a freelancer because I keep all of my things separate. I like to be very separate financially so that if I have one leg that breaks off the stool, so to speak, we're still good. I set up my finances and our economic structure in a very specific way. And some of those are considered like freelancing like that, like a contractor. I mean, I've worked for, before I left, previous organizations where I was for a year, just a contractor. So it obliterates that the future of really the way people are working. And especially with everything being so digital like this, this doesn't make any sense. It's one of the dumbest things ever. And they act like, oh, we're doing this to help people. People don't need it because freelancers compete, and good employees, good people, good independent contractors that work hard make bank. And with everything getting more and more technological, it's just the future. Gosh, this is just going to obliterate so much. These are some of the stupidest things I see being promoted. Some of the dumbest policies from the left. What in the world? We have more on the way. And we also have headlines coming up, too. You don't want to miss any of that. And we'll also get into, I got to tell you, there's a... Oh, it is Lucasfilm that did it. They're even trying to woke up. They're even trying to woke up Star Wars. Stop it. Stop doing all this.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So IRS funds will start in May for a $10,200 employment tax break. The American Rescue Plan waived federal tax upon up to $10,200 on employment benefits per person collected in 2020. Taxation is theft, so don't get excited because the government's giving you back money they stole from you. It means that they stole more from you than they claimed they needed to steal from you. So don't get excited when you get your return back. That's your money that the government stole from you. Know that. I hate this time of year. Makes me so aggravated. Facebook removed that interview between Lara Trump and Donald Trump. I don't understand this position from tech. They are, I guess, testing the boundaries of how far their suspension of him from social media platforms goes. Like, his voice isn't even allowed, which is just bizarre to me. China tells the World Health Organization, why don't you look elsewhere for the origin of the coronavirus? The head of the World Health Organization earlier had called for more robust investigation into whether the virus escaped from a Chinese lab. And I'm sure the WHO, the team that went to China to explore the origins this year, oh my gosh, they said in a probably what was a CCP approved conclusion that it was extremely unlikely to have leaked from the lab. Really? You think so? I can't believe we're giving money to this organization. Your tax dollars are going to the World Health Organization, just so you know. Just an FYI. Let's see. This is what I wanted. The Google Maps. They're starting to direct eco-friendly routes. They want drivers to take eco-friendly routes. So these are routes estimated to generate the lowest carbon emissions based on traffic slopes and other factors. Google said the feature would launch later this year in the U.S. and eventually reach other countries as part of its commitment to help combat climate change pollution, really, that China causes. I bet China won't use it. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store.
How dare you be uninformed?
How dare you?
Let Dana get you up to speed by subscribing to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
I want to hear Joe Hispander. You did not either. I swear to you, it did not either. Kane has been gone for almost like 1,000 years. No, he's only been gone for like a little over a week. And welcome back to the show, Dana Lash. It's the Dana Show. And by the way, that was the I know that that's, you know, not officially the Cardinals song, but I grew up with it being the St. Louis Cardinals song. You know, God's team. And it's okay. It is. It's all right. It's, we can say that the Holy Week.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Team. I mean, come on. Oh, I'm going to get an email from a great aunt who says that's blasphemous. And I'm just waiting. Like, then we're going to take bets and how many minutes it's going to be until it hits my inbox.
30 seconds.
Yeah, it'll. Oh, before this segment's over. I'm sorry. I won't. I'm not blaspheming. Just please don't hit me with your flip flop. So this this audio, it's just hysterical. So you had C say, how did she say that wrong? Quadway is what she said.
Yes, she did.
And then Joe's sitting at the table and it looks like he's got a coffee filter on his face. Like his mask. Can we just talk for a second about what in the hell is up with his mask? It looks like one of those paper puppets that you'd make in elementary school. What is he?
Just glorified doily.
He's got a coffee filter on his face. And he goes, "Mi casa, you casa." That's not even one. I can't even. I'm gonna need a second. Oh my gosh.
Oh. We need to find the enhancement to that enhancement of the audio.
Oh my gosh. He tries real hard. But like hers is on her face, right? What the hell? It's like it's a coffee, right? I'm not seeing things. It's like a coffee filter. Is he? I just can't even deal with it. Oh my gosh, these are. It's. I feel like I'm watching like a skit. It's not even like a real presidency. It's just a comedic skit. And that would be great, except China are blank hosts. So I get a little nervous about that. You know what I'm saying? It just makes you a little nervous.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
Gosh, that guy's a hero. So, the wokery. I got, I can't. I got really mad because I ordered my Gina Carano shirt, my Star Wars shirt from The Mandalorian. And it took a long time for it to get here. And it got here literally the day after all that stuff went down. And I'm just, it made me so mad. So Lucasfilm revealed a cover of Star Wars The High Republic. It is a comic book series. And in case you were wondering, it does feature two transgender non-binary Jedi characters. They said, Lucasfilm, this is Instagram. They posted, "In honor of hashtag Trans Day of Visibility, we're proud to unveil an exclusive cover highlighting Tarek and Sarit, trans non-binary Jedi, currently featured in Marvel's High Republic comic." They look like two anemic members of the Blue Man Group. You know? Why? Like, what? I don't get it. Like, just make your characters. I think I just hate the push. It's one thing if you have like a, you know, characters that have genuinely really well thought out and purposeful storylines as a storyteller. I hate it when I feel like someone is just like throwing something in to pander. It cheapens everything. And by the way, can I just say that the idea of attributes, physical attributes, removing or adding those as a way to identify optically, physically, a gender is in and of itself sexist. Mm-hmm. Let's just acknowledge that. It is in and of itself sexist. It is so incredibly ironic. I think that's the thing that really gets me, is that there's no consistency of logic. It would be one thing if people were consistent in logic, right? I don't mind people who go and do their own thing and then don't want to boss everybody around. Like Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard's funny. I don't have anything against Eddie Izzard. You know why? Because Eddie Izzard doesn't get in everybody's face and like, no, he doesn't do all that. Eddie Izzard just doesn't care. Just wants to go and live life and that's it. Be left alone. Why can't we all be left alone too? Why do I got to sit here and bend a knee to every damn thing? I just am just done with the Star Wars thing. And Mark Hamill really, really did it. Oh, he went after me after Parkland. Oh, yeah. Like the day of, he was going at me. And he like called me a murderer and all kind of, Mark Hamill. Oh, dude, did I ever get receipts? Because still there is like, I mean, it's Luke Skywalker who called me a murderer. I just want to put that out there. Right? Just want to, I mean, you were going to kill your nephew, but that's okay. Just saying. If you really want to get into it. But that was the thing that first like really got me. And I thought, gosh, why do you got to be such a D-bag for? Why? Like, why couldn't you just block me like Sean Austin? The dude who plays Samwise Gamgee. I don't even know why he did. He just like, I've never done anything. To know me is to love me. I've never done anything to these people. Like, good grief. Just, you know, man up and block me like Samwise did. So I don't know. But Mark Hamill was also saying, no more filming in Georgia. Hashtag. Okay, hashtag give back your tax credits. The stuff that Mark Hamill says, like, and keep in mind, Mark Hamill said all of that to me after a tragedy and nothing happened to him. Gina Carano says one thing and oh my gosh, the rage mob. But the difference is that progressive privilege. You got that progressive privilege. That's what it is. And that counts for something. Mm-mm-mm. So, all of this, I don't know where nerds are going to go, but that's, I think, the other thing. Going after the sci-fi, going after, like, the fantasy realms. Have you noticed the uptick in efforts to really drive and divide that segment of the pop culture community? Like, you had NASCAR, you had what? Well, you had football, you had NASCAR, country music, and now, like, all of this stuff. Man, I'm telling you, Warhammer may be the only place that we can all find some rest, but it may be it. That's our refuge. So if I get really into it, like, because of that, don't judge me. I will not be judged. Just saying. I'm going to put, by the way, the stuff about the PRO Act, because there were a couple people who messaged about it. I'm going to put that in the prep. You'll get that in the prep email. This is one of, well, if you're paid subscribers, we'll get that in the prep email tonight. That's the other thing that you want to make sure that you sign up for chapter and verse, because it includes all of that stuff. And I really think that you need to understand the PRO Act. And I was thinking about this, especially, and I wanted to get into this education stuff with like, with tech and with, digital, you know, coding. There are a lot of people who really do work as contractors. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, good grief. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly true. Can we play this audio soundbite from Elon Musk? And I said this because I thought this was awesome. Tesla will hire you right out of high school, so long as you demonstrate exceptional ability. Listen to this when Elon Musk was asking about Tesla's hiring.
The point of the question I was just asked, I want to make sure Tesla recruiting does not have anything that says requires university, because that's absurd. But there is a requirement of evidence of exceptional ability. Like, you just can't, if you're trying to do something exceptional, they must have evidence of exceptional ability. I don't consider going to college evidence of exceptional ability. In fact, ideally, you dropped out and did something.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, you know, look at, like, you know, Gates is a pretty smart guy. He dropped out. Jobs is pretty smart. He dropped out. You know, Larry Ellison, smart guy. He dropped out. I'm like, obviously not needed.
So it's a great. So my kids idolize Elon Musk. I said, don't idolize this. He still has some like socialist economic theory. So like, be careful. But my youngest, who is, I think, one of the smartest people in our family, is very much he's the national Latin scholar. He's the honor roll kid. He didn't even have to try, and it makes me sick. He'll be like, whatever. I'm like, can you imagine if you actually really put 100% of your effort into something? It would be terrifying. Like, you would, I mean, it's, and I, we just got like some of the PSAT scores back, and I really was, I mean, not that I, you know, not to put this in a mean way, but I mean, I was really surprised by how good his scores were. And he's just a really smart kid, and he's all about programming, and that's what he does. He builds stuff on his computer all the time, and he makes games and everything. And he already knows he's got his life all planned out. And he was like, college is a racket. I think college, and I wrote about this in the newsletter too. I said, I think there is, because this, and this came about because Tesla said, high school grads, you don't have to have a college degree to work for Tesla. You can work for Tesla straight out of high school. And they were explaining it. They said that, and Musk retweeted it. He said over 10,000 people are needed for Giga Texas just through 2022. 5 minutes from the airport, 15 minutes from downtown. Because it is, college is a racket. I mean, there are some exceptions, like, you know, depending on your course of study. Like if you're going into medicine, right? Or law, I get it. But people overpay for degrees because Congress nationalized student loans. Your coursework takes longer because a class is entirely unrelated to your field of study, and the excuse is well-roundedness. Autodidactism is viewed suspiciously, being able to be to teach without the guidance of masters, and it's considered the people view it suspiciously. It's abhorred because most of society believes that a higher entity, not God, the other G, government, that they must justify it because people are too stupid to go it alone, right? And valuable, skilled labor is in demand. And yet it's so looked down on by the people who expect those same laborers to foot the bill for their free college education so they can spend six figures obtaining humanities degrees. And we undervalue trade schools, we undervalue tech schools, we undervalue apprenticeships, all while complaining about outsourcing the exact labor that these things produce. We complain about the absence of these like utopian concepts like living wages, all while pretending that our own instant gratification, consumerism from food to goods doesn't drive the hypocrisy on this issue. Maybe even more than our empty words do. And I was thinking about this because I had a friendly argument one time with John Legend on Real Time about teacher salaries. And they were like, why don't we just pay teachers more? And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, well, why are you forcing artificial values on the population through legislation instead of, you know, making people take a person or encouraging people to take a personal inventory of their own priorities and decide whether or not they think their kids' education is maybe more important than what they'll spend on good seats at the ballpark for a year or for a new car. And I think it was like one of the only times in my life that I remember all of us, everyone there, conservatives watching, the progressives in the audience, John Legend, Bill Maher, everybody actually agreed, and there were light bulbs overheads everywhere. But my point is, I love the disruption of the system, and I love the flipping of the table of the status quo that is there in the temple of popular opinion. And I think Elon Musk does it very well. And I was thinking about all of that with education and everything else. I do think that education is even going to go down this route at some point. With how everything is, by contracting things out, you take control. And that's one of the things that the PRO Act is they're trying to work hard against that. The more control you have, the less control they have, and they can't have that. I know we got to do a quick break, but I really want to tell you, Godzilla versus King Kong, Chris won't shut up about it.
Saw it last night.
Did you see? He did too. And he was like, oh my gosh, he would not stop. He wanted to watch it again immediately. I've seen every Godzilla a million times, and I just... So you guys know what I'm going to be doing tonight. Just letting you know. All right. We got to get going because I want to make sure that we have some nice Easter salutations as we finish out.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
That's right. Subscribe to the newsletter, chapter and verse. And this is my Friday. I will be off tomorrow for Bad Friday or Good Friday. And I'll be back with you on Monday as well. My kids are home, and I'm excited to, you know, every now and then I have to get my day in here and there when I can. But I hope everybody has a wonderful Easter weekend, and remembering the reason and the good news as well. I mean, I think it's really helpful to keep a good perspective about all of that. And I know certain days that we really struggle for real, but it all comes down to this. And so it's very joyous. Really, ultimately, the battle's won. So it's keep that in mind. All right. So make sure you, again, get the newsletter, because we're going to send out some of the stuff that we've been making fun of in a nice, happy way on the program today. I will be probably watching Godzilla v. King Kong tonight. The monkey lizard slap fight. And so is that too reductive? Probably. Today in Stupidity, Kane, welcome back, Cotter.
So much. So it's going to be, can you guess what it's going to be today?
Oh,
Jill Biden.
Yes. Doctor.
Joe Biden.
Doctor.
Despacito moment. Oh,
Jill Biden.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
Dr.
wait, yeah,
Jill
yeah.
Biden, sorry.
Yeah,
there you Dr. go. Jill Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she said.
So say it with me. See, say Quadway.
Oh.
Can you imagine
if a Republican did that, like, or even played Despacito from their phone in front of
Trump ate a taco salad,
like, yeah,
on Cinco de Mayo.
If the double standard isn't obvious to you guys, you're not looking.
Yeah, yeah, but they yeah they act like Trump walked into a nativity and drop kicked the baby Jesus in the manger. He ate a taco salad on Cinco de Mayo. That's all he did.
There it is.
I'm just saying. Lori Lightfoot apparently just got booed at Wrigley Field earlier. So, yeah. Telling you. Folks, have a wonderful and blessed Easter. And remember, that battle was won. So, you be in a good mood this weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. God bless.